This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the air. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are, you can call in. You don't have to be listening to my voice to do it either. If you're listening to this this broadcast recorded on some radio station all across America on one of our nearly 200 radio stations, then just take note. If you've got some pressing issue that you think is important for the world to know, and by God, you're posting something on Facebook, so you probably do, then give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Got a story here from the New York Times. Says the DEA, that's the Drug Enforcement Agency, secretly collected bulk records of money counter purchases. So, very recently, Charlie Savage reports, the Drug Enforcement Administration secretly collected data in bulk about Americans' purchases of money counting machines. Do you guys know what these are?
Mm-hmm. The little thing you see in a bank, and it looks like a Rolodex. Yep.
100, you know.
And they also have ones I saw pretty cool at the grocery store. They had to recount a thing right in front of me.
Yep.
And so she puts all the $1 bills on, hits a button, puts all the fives, hits a button, it just weighs them.
Huh.
And it's like dead nuts accurate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know nothing about that. But they probably want information on that, too. And the DEA also took steps to hide the effort from defendants and courts before quietly shuttering the program in 2013.
They would never suppress evidence. Yeah. Not the DEA. That's like against the Constitution, I think.
I would remind you, ladies and gentlemen, there are programs within the government right now that they are denying exist, that they are dropping cases in order to not have to present evidence, that they are hiding this information from judges and defendants right now. Information like, we don't listen in on your phone calls. We don't, we don't read your texts. Whatever. Like, I don't know what they do and what they don't do, but I know they lie. Because it says so right here. The New York Times, not exactly a small government, anti-state publication, ladies and gentlemen, is saying that, right here, law enforcement agencies obfuscated. They attempted to hide from, us, defendants, courts, and the public here. They're collecting data on people who bought money counting machines, and they shut the program down in 2013. It was amid the uproar of disclosures by the NSA and Snowden and all that stuff.
I can tell you that a friend of mine who went to police academy in Massachusetts, state police in New Braintree, Mass., I believe is where the place is, told me that he literally took a whole class on how to perfect and properly lie to people that you arrest or question or interrogate, and how this is encouraged because it gets a lot of good information when you lie to people that you are interrogating.
Right. They're allowed to lie when interrogating you. You're not allowed to lie when they're interrogating you.
And he brought that up. He's like, well, can I get in trouble for lying? No, you can't. In fact, you are exempt from
it's a technique
and any getting in trouble for lying is basically what he was told.
Right. We just talked to your partner and he spilled the beans on you. So anything you want to tell me before we wrap this operation up?
Yeah, whenever they tell you that, that's why you should never tell the cops anything.
Well, I think that's the prisoner's dilemma, right? So this is the psychological test out there that basically points out that if two prisoners who've committed a crime together, are caught and, they're both interrogated, they're either going to stay silent or they're going to spill the beans, right? And if they both stay silent, they both go free. If they both talk, they both do, they get a sort of reduced sentence. But if one talks and the other one doesn't, the one who didn't talk, it's a high sentence, and then vice versa. The likelihood is that in those scenarios, human beings are going to talk. So, you know, I'm not trying to give advice on how to commit crimes, ladies and gentlemen, but I can tell you people in prison said, commit your crimes alone.
Well, not only that, you don't even have to commit a crime to find yourself in a pickle.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially,
but
you know,
if you
here
do, you likely have a co-defendant if you're just, you know.
You know, police state America, you know, you've got the wrong species of salad on you, and your friend told me you were dealing it.
Yeah.
You know?
And there you go. So it's a, you know, a lie in order to get some more information. So seeking leads about who might be a drug trafficker, do you think that a person who buys a bill counter is likely to be a drug trafficker? I mean, I'm just a drug dealer. So something, are they getting a bill counter because they're likely to be one of these things, or are they just running a business?
No, I would think they're a carny vendor, actually.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
there's a lot of cash
because,
in carnivals.
I had sold actual people who had petting zoos at the carnival hay, and they would literally, I said, cash, guys, I don't do checks. I would get shopping bags full of $1 bills. Like $3,000 in $1 bills, because they are constantly, they had a petting zoo and a little pony that would ride, and they get like a dollar, and it was, everything was a dollar.
Yep.
And they would go to, you know, Freiburg Fair for 10 days collecting, you know, $50 every, you know, 7 or 8 minutes. The kids can ride ponies or whatever it was and feed the little goats. And yeah, they literally would have like bags stuffed with dollar bills because, you know, they ain't going to the bank to deposit it while they're at the fair, and they don't have time for that stuff. And
yeah, a dollar at
carnies.
This point isn't much. Video games are a dollar.
And that's what you really need to count is $1 bills.
Yeah.
People own car washes, you know.
Gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, do they still tip? Well, how would
I
you
worked
know?
At a credit union,
yeah.
And there was one right next door to us, and that was a big thing. They would come in with these mashed up stinky bills that we would have to straighten out.
How long ago was that?
Well, I was 2008, maybe.
Okay, so not too long ago then. All right, about 10 years. I just was wondering whether ones were still a thing at strip clubs. I haven't been to a strip club in a long time and don't consider a one to be a whole bunch of money, considering that you can't buy a loaf of bread with it. And, you know, you get a video game, but what's that worth?
Nobody goes and asks for a stack of fives to go to the strip club.
Nope.
$2 bills seem like a thing
expensive.
You might try. Maybe you get a little extra attention. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't seem like the way I want to spend my money these days. Seeking leads about who might be a drug trafficker, the DEA started in 2008 to issue blanket administrative subpoenas to vendors to learn who was buying money counters. The subpoenas involved no court oversight and were not pegged to any particular investigation. So this isn't really a subpoena, but all right. The agency collected tens of thousands of records showing the names and addresses of people who bought the devices. The public version of the report, which portrayed the program as legally questionable, blacked out the device whose purchase the DEA had tracked, but on a slip-up, the report contained one uncensored reference to a section about how the DEA policy called for withholding from official cases files the facts that agents first learned the names of suspects from its database of money counter purchases. So there you go. They caught at least somebody on this. That instruction said that it was intended to protect the program's sources and methods. Criminals would obtain money counters by other means if they knew that the DEA collected this data. Probably true.
You should know everybody collects data. I mean, if you're a drug dealer and you're using, if you're doing anything illegal and you're using like credit cards or like any of that stuff to do anything, I mean, that's all, everything's traced.
Right. If you're buying certain scales, I imagine they're keeping an eye on that if they can. You don't want to purchase that kind of stuff with a credit card.
Yeah, or online, or on Amazon, or anything. It's just
right. If you're going to buy a money counter, or in any really anything to do with a business like this, you would want to use cash or cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Try to keep your information on the down low. A preamble said the DEA and the Inspector General worked together on redactions, and press officers for both declined to comment on the inadvertent disclosure. The DEA, which is an arm of the Justice Department, provided a statement responding to the Inspector General's finding, pledging fealty to the rule of law while citing the importance of protecting techniques and procedures the DEA agents rely on to protect our nation. Yes, of course we obey the law, but only when it's convenient for us. 855-450-3733. Should the DEA be collecting this kind of information? Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie here.
Bitcoin.com is, well, it's a major sponsor of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. So, you know, maybe you want to buy some Bitcoin. Well, you can go over there. You can buy Bitcoin. You can get a Bitcoin wallet in which to contain your Bitcoin. They've got a wallet there. They also have free Bitcoins at free.bitcoin.com. You can spend your Bitcoins at places like saveatpurse.com. I know I'm dropping a lot of stuff. Go to Bitcoin.com, and they can walk you through all of this. You can get the latest news, engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can play games with your Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com, they're it, right? So, I mean, they've got the name. They're Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com. Go to Tom, calling in from Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
I understand what the cryptocurrency is, and I understand the idea of it, but I'm a little suspicious of it.
Sure.
And I've got a set of notes here, and I'd like to ask some questions.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, one, how is cryptocurrency any different from fiat currency other than the fact that the fiat currency is a forced currency?
The fiat currency is what?
Yeah, a forced. I mean, fiat is not just a printing press making currency, but it is a forced currency. If you don't accept the U.S. dollar when you have a store, it's against the law. So it's a forced currency. So how is cryptocurrency any different?
So cryptocurrency in the sense of let's just talk about Bitcoin to make this easier. Bitcoin Cash, whatever you prefer to talk about here. Almost all cryptocurrencies have this particular aspect. They're not only a currency, but they're also a currency transmission system. So, for instance, if you're comparing this to silver, right? Like silver is a currency, could be a currency, but it's not a currency transmission system. There's no way to get silver from – I can't shove it in the little vent ports of my computer and it comes out in North Korea, right? I'd have to mail it and then rely on government mail transmission systems to get it from one location to another. With cryptocurrency, nobody can stand in the way of me sending my value from one location to another. So some of the value of cryptocurrency is – the fact that there's this built-in, immutable, unchangeable, honest transmission system that is relatively cheap compared to things like Western Union and stuff like that.
And it's peer-to-peer,
right?
Where fiat is not peer-to-peer. It's the private. It's that month that fiat is property of some private bank,
right.
Generally.
So for instance, if you compare it to – so fiat is called fiat because like a king issues a fiat. That means he gives an order, right? And he says that this is money because it is money. So fiat is fiat because some government said that it was money. Crypto, although it may not be backed by something like gold or silver or something like that, then again, gold and silver is not backed by gold and silver either. It's just gold and silver, right? It's just what it is. Gold or silver is a metal, and that metal has certain properties. Cryptocurrency is software, and that software has certain properties.
Wow. I've given you your opportunity to explain all that, and you've made a lot of claims there.
Okay.
One is that, yes, you can transport this cryptocurrency, which is just a make-believe number in space, around the world in a nanosecond.
Yep. Well, close.
It holds no physical value at all. And then you also you related it to gold and silver as if it was the same thing. And,
well,
and gold,
gold
and silver
aren't the same thing as each other, right? I mean, they're different things.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me finish again. All right. Gold and silver has for thousands of years has its value because it's a physical thing that I can hold in my hand that is rare. cryptocurrency is just like fiat currency. It doesn't exist. They're just numbers, just as the printing press prints off valueless paper. They're just numbers.
Well, they're scarce, unlike the valueless paper. Well, I don't know, valueless. Obviously, the paper has value.
Why does it have value? Hold on. Let's discuss this for a second. Why does the paper, our green paper in our pocket, why is everyone convinced that it has value?
Well, that is the definition. Value is everyone convinced, right? Like, so it has value because I can give it to you in exchange for something, and then you can give it to somebody else in exchange for something, and they can give it to somebody else in exchange for something. You may not like why it has value, and I don't like why it has value. I will agree with you on that, but it has value.
Only imagine value.
Fine. That's all value is.
Hold on.
Value is the
gold is. Hold on. Whereas gold and silver has value because it is rare, it is physically in my hand, it has existed for thousands of years, and has been actual real money for thousands of years.
Well, I don't want to get on the air and say that I don't think that one should have, hold, and use silver and gold in part of their portfolio. Please don't paint me as that guy, because that's not me. I've bought a boat, a big boat with silver at one point. So, and some cash too. But I mean, I used all my silver. The guy would accept silver and that's great. But I also attempted to pay farmhands for years with, mercury dimes. I had lots and lots of mercury dimes. And although it has value, they didn't want it.
I've had the same experience. It's really, really hard to spend silver.
Right. You'd accept it for hay, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I got a call from the, I don't know if it was really true, but I got a call from a guy who said he was from the Secret Service because I advertised in a want advertiser years ago selling hay, 25 cents a bale, if paid for in pre-1964 silver coin. I literally got a phone call from someone claiming to be from the Secret Service, and they were like, what's up with this? And I'm like, yeah, I'll take cash, but, you know, it's going to be like $5 a bale.
Do you understand why? That's really a good point. That's a very good point about what fiat currency is. Fiat currency is not just a printing press printing up paper. It means that you're forced to use it, and you just made a great example of what I'm talking about.
Right.
If you only want to deal in silver and gold, you can't. That's why they contacted you. How dare you only accept silver and gold?
And today what I do with my business is I do a lot of property management work, and snow plowing is one of the big things I do. And I snow plow driveways. It's like $50 a driveway, but if you pay me in cryptocurrency, it's $40. If you pay me in cash, it's, you know, $60 is generally what I do. I charge more for cash and less for crypto.
Crypto is liable to appreciate.
That's very interesting.
I'm going to hold you over because I don't want you to feel I don't want you to feel like you have gotten short shifted here, and I'm curious.
Okay.
This is a conversation that's important to me too, and I don't think there's winners and losers in this. I think crypto is a step forward in currency, though. 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited Texas and warned about the dangers of illegal immigration. During a discussion in San Antonio, he said people aren't safe.
Nobody has any idea how bad this is, and this has been going on for many years.
He said the first person he spoke to told him,
"We find dead people from Guatemala, Honduras, from El Salvador, from Mexico, all over."
He explained a border wall would save lives. The Trump administration's appealing a San Francisco judge's ruling that blocks the policy of returning asylum seekers to Mexico to await their court hearings. The administration says the ruling is unfair because it hinders efforts to secure the southern border. Stocks closed higher, the Dow adding 7 points, the S&P 500 up by 10, and the Nasdaq posted a 55-point gain. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie here.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. That means they grab news stories from all over the internet, put them on one place so that you they curate news for you. News that you're interested in. The newest, freshest and stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. They've got science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, the rise of the police state. FreedomsPhoenix.com has it, and their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date. So I get the daily dispatch. I rarely go to FreedomsPhoenix.com itself. I go there to sign up to make sure my subscription's fine, but that's about it. So it's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. But I do get lots of, I love their news. I've been getting their email for many years now. Freedomsphoenix.com. Go subscribe to their daily dispatch. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's go back to Tom calling in from Detroit. Tom's calling about cryptocurrency and sort of, sounds a little skeptical of, cryptocurrency's value in modern society, and sounds like, what we call, a gold bug. At least we did back in the day. Tom, I hope you don't take that as insulting.
Well, no, of course not. But bottom line is silver and gold have for thousands of years been currency.
Yep.
Because they're rare. All right. So again, my problem, my issue with this cryptocurrency is, again, these governments around the world want to make a one-world currency, yada, yada. They want to control everything. And the cryptocurrency, am I right or wrong, is they're numbers. They're a calculation that is figured out by a computer.
Computer program. Yep.
Okay. So now I'm holding this number, which when the collapse comes, which is coming, there's no doubt in my mind.
Do you know when it is? You got an idea?
Go ahead.
You got an idea when that collapse is coming? Because the collapse has been coming a long time.
My whole life I've been being told 6 months.
Guys, I understand all that. I cannot predict it. I'm 58 years old.
I'm so disappointed it hasn't happened yet.
I'm only saying this, Tom, to be 100% clear, is if you're a prepper and you want to be prepared for anything, then you need to be prepared for the digital future where cryptocurrency takes the place of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Do you want to be prepared for that possibility?
Yeah, I can buy some because... The bottom line is the world reserve currency is going to collapse. At some point, it has to. Oh, it will. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
As all currencies throughout time, even the Romans, after they started shaving off
clipping coins,
their currency from gold and silver.
One of two things is going to happen, Tom. When that occurs, is either somebody's going to trot out a metal-backed currency, and probably it will have cryptocurrency aspects because that's the best way to track your, to make sure that they're not messing with
Ian, I'd like to touch on that. That's the most scary part of this.
Yep.
Every single cryptocurrency purchase is tracked.
Nah.
Doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Bitcoin is all of its currency, all of its exchanges, transactions are tracked, but they're tracked pseudonymously, right? So if I make a purchase with a series of letters and numbers as an account number, they don't necessarily know who it is. Now, when I swipe my credit card, they know that Mark Edge has purchased, whatever that thing is, probably
Ian.
a Big Mac and fries Ian. That he doesn't want his wife to know about. Mark.
Blockchain has to be tracked. It cannot be a blockchain.
Sure, it's tracked. I'm not claiming it's not tracked. I'm just saying that you don't necessarily know who's buying what.
You don't know who holds the wallet.
Right, so when Angie goes and she buys her kale smoothie at the local workout place, and she uses cryptocurrency, yes, the transaction is tracked, but they don't know who she bought it from or who she is. So
That is what scares me the most. Okay,
it's a fair thing to be scared of.
Oh, hold on. What you're saying right now is the currency is anonymous, but yet it is tracked. It has to be tracked. If I spend my Bitcoin on something to be validated so that I'm not cheating, okay,
it has
to be tracked.
It
is the most tracked system in the world.
It sure is.
That scares me the most.
So, and what I would say to that is that there will probably sometime in the future come a computing device that is able to put together some percentage of transactions and say this person did this and this person did that and those kind of things. And I agree with you. That's scary. However, people at Monero, Zencash, Zcash,
Dash,
and a variety of other places have obfuscating technologies that make it darned unlikely or nearly impossible for them to track those transactions. Monero is completely impossible to track, and technologies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, they can have overlays at some point that make it anonymous. Bitcoin Cash is working hard on that at one point.
Ian,
Mark?
I have to ask you, if you believe that, then how is the blockchain unpenetrable? Okay? If you're saying to me that the purchase I make is untraceable, untrackable,
no, I did
how
not.
Does that
Right. So the blockchain on Bitcoin is certainly trackable, and if you don't keep your information, quiet, then at some point or another people are going to know that it was you that made that, and maybe they can track some other transactions of yours or whatever. However, when I'm talking about Monero's, and I don't even know if they have a blockchain, they got some other technology, then that is completely impossible for, at this point, the governments to track.
It doesn't make any sense because if my computer finds a Bitcoin, I am aware of how this works.
Okay, so we're not talking about Monero, right? We're talking about Bitcoin, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not telling you that Bitcoin's anonymous. So I'm talking about two separate technologies. Bitcoin is what they call pseudonymous, meaning that it's not tied to your name, it's tied to an account. And hopefully that's a one-time use account that's throwaway. But Monero, on the other hand, is anonymous.
It can't be.
Yes, it can.
You
don't know anything about the technology.
No, hold on.
It's different than Bitcoin.
Let's get back to the very beginning of finding a Bitcoin. Let's stick there for a second.
Okay.
My computer system is running 10,000.
We dumped you.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
No, we just dumped that thing. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, my computer is working away. And it finds a Bitcoin. At that moment, that Bitcoin has to be traced because how else would any, if it's not authentic, then someone could, you make fake
somebody,
money.
A counterfeiter.
Counterfeit.
Right.
So
this is true.
Traced.
What you're saying is true, Tom, for Bitcoin. It is not true for technologies like Monero and these sorts of things. So if you will do me a favor and research the technology called Monero, and then you can get more information on that. I can't tell you everything about it.
Could you spell that for me?
M-O-N-E-R-O, Monero. And then there's also other ones. Another one, a good one to look at would be Zen, Horizon or Zencash.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And Tom had said something about Bitcoin being in the blockchain being impenetrable.
No. Not immutable.
He said being unable to penetrate, basically. And that is because it is decentralized.
Yeah.
Your gold and silver you're holding is centralized. It's in a vault somewhere.
It's called the currency of kings because if you've got it, the king comes along and takes it from you.
But because that node is spread out through 13,000 nodes around the world, they would have to basically get all the nodes.
They can't hack you.
Right.
That way. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I think we still got room for you here on the lines. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie here.
I want to thank all the amplifiers, but specifically the amplifier number 6 is the code name that, I presume is code name. Maybe his mom named him that. I don't know. Thank you, number 6, for amplifying Free Talk Live. And if you would like to amplify Free Talk Live, you can help us reach more people. It's getting on more radio stations, getting more podcast downloads. These things are just a matter of money. That's it. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, we can reach more people with the ideas of liberty on this very successful platform for reaching people with the ideas of liberty. You're not trying something new out and hoping this works. This is Free Talk Live. We've been doing it for 20 years now, or darn close to it. So, amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, number 6. Going to the phones. Paul, calling in from Indiana. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Jay Noon, I've been a victim of data mining, and Mark Edge is going to pay.
Oh, there you go. I'm not going to drop that call, but there you go. That was
the crazy guy?
Yeah, it was our friend. There you go. Got a story here on drunk. The drunk you may be the real you, according to a study. So it says, no more blaming it on the booze. Does alcohol really turn us into different people, or does it merely lower our inhibitions enough to actually be our realest, truest, most honest selves?
I believe so.
Yeah. I agree.
We all want to think that we're a better person than we actually are, so it's really no surprise how often we jump on the blame it on alcohol train when we do something stupid when we've been drinking. I must say, I have drank and done stupid things. But generally, they're just embarrassing, not I don't know.
Some people, I have an uncle, for example, and the family saying is, Uncle So-and-so is an instant a-hole. just add alcohol. And it's true. And then I have I have plenty of friends where you add alcohol and they're pretty jolly folks. But I do know a handful of people that are pretty nasty when they get alcohol in them.
Yeah, I haven't met, I guess I've met a couple of people like that. And I'm just not going to spend any time around them.
Well, that's it. Right. Yeah.
You know, usually the people that are nastiest when they drink are the ones that you are hardest to stop drinking.
That don't get invited to the wedding.
Right.
You know, because there's going to be booze there and they're going to get out of hand.
Right.
And they always do every time. So.
And, you know, you can't stop them from drinking. It's like,
right.
You know, that's it. I had one friend, I had a conversation with him, and I'm like, look, at some point in the relatively near future in your life, if you continue drinking, you're going to do something that you regret. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're going to kill somebody in a car. Maybe you're going to get injured and never be able to walk again driving. Maybe you're going to say the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time and have something broke over your head. I don't know what it is. Or maybe you're going to, you know, sleep with the wrong girl and have an itchy crotch when you wake up. I don't know. But you're going to do something. You make a series of bad decisions when you drink.
You know,
he doesn't drink anymore.
I got to say, I've never, ever met anybody who's turns into an a-hole because they use cannabis.
Well, this is another thing that you'll often, if you ask police officers, you know, who they'd rather deal with, a stoner or a drunk, and you're like, every time they'd rather deal with a stoner because they're not going to be any problems. The drunk, yeah, they're going to want to fight you, they're ripping their shirt off, and, you know, they're making really poor decisions. And a lot of times the police, yeah, you can get hurt doing this stuff. They don't get paid enough for that. Who does?
I have a longtime friend, and he's one of these guys where I could call him right now and say, hey, dude, I need your help drive to Keene, New Hampshire. And if he was sober, he'd be here, and he'd be awesome.
Yep.
He'd be here as quick as he could get here. And he's really struggled with alcohol. But if he's been drinking, you don't want him anywhere around. He's gotten beat several times and well deserved it.
Yeah.
And goes back to it.
So this is saying that basically if he's an a-hole when he's drinking, he's an a-hole when he's not. What do you think about that?
That's true.
Okay.
Because he's the kind of a-hole to, like, he's not going to be an a-hole to me.
Yeah.
But, like, some kid on the street that was, say, kind of geeky, for example, he would be a total a-hole to him.
All right.
He wouldn't be an a-hole to a pretty girl that if he thought he could, like, get in her pants, but
sure.
As soon as he realized he couldn't,
then he is.
He would. He's okay. Also the kind of guy like, oh, there's a blonde chick on the side of the road, broke down. Oh, she's fat and ugly. He'll just keep driving. But if she's good looking, he'd pull over.
Well,
you know, that's the kind of guy he is. yeah, it's true. He is.
Everyone wants to think their drunk self or their drunk personality is profoundly different than their sober self. But is it really? According to a study by the Association of Psychological Science published in Sage Journals, the only thing we can really blame on the booze is the projectile vomiting everybody saw at last night's party. Contrary to popular belief, you may actually be more you when you're drunk than the other way around. Check out some of these interesting observations from a 2017 study to decide for yourself. One, you think you're different when you're drunk, but you're not that different. I'm just going to run through the tops here, and I think that just the headlines, because I want to get through this as quickly as possible here. Only got a few minutes left in the segment, but I think it's true. I think it tears off some of the society's veneers, and the polite behavior we might have is torn away, and you know, you're just expressing yourself as you're expressing yourself. You are more sociable, and a lot of people, you know, they need that drink to take the edge off in social situations. Angie, what do you think?
I am a lot more friendly when I drink. Maybe we could test it out. We could all have a drink one night here and see if we become more talkative and more friendly.
Well, I'll tell you this about alcohol and radio. If drunks were half as interesting as they think they are, then bars would have stadium seating, and nobody would go to football games or watch television. They'd just go to the bar to watch drunks. They're not interesting.
I'd have a tough time focusing and probably not off.
You don't drink at all, do you?
Very rarely,
Right, like decades,
you know,
like on the scale of years kind of drinking.
Like, literally, the only time I probably actually, like, actually drink is at, you know, Pork Fest.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have, like, a glass of wine somewhere here or there, but, you know, if I have more than three, it's, you know, at a really fun party, you know, at a Freedom Festival, and usually that's about the only time.
Yeah, but you have to be constructive almost every day. So, I mean, you have to have your wits about you.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, too, is, like, when I go to parties, I'm generally the guy that doesn't drink because I want to be the one to deal with the cops, and I want to be on top of my game, you know, when I'm dealing with the cops.
Yeah. Summed up the study by saying, basically, you're always that special, unique, wonderful you, no matter how many tequila shots you foolishly ended up taking on your birthday. So, you know, it's... I think it's largely true here is that you can get the truth out of somebody to some extent after they've been drinking. I don't think it's a good reason to drink, mind you. But mind you, there's headaches involved. I did hear this week from, it's the people at My Magic Mud. They have a charcoal-based tooth powder that I am very fond of. And they said that apparently charcoal can help with hangovers. Have you guys ever heard this?
I know people who actually take My Magic Mud, put it in capsules, and swallow it. I've been there, watch them capsule it up. Yep. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Well, I'm going to be drinking tonight. I'm going to take a couple of these.
So you take it before you drink?
I don't really know.
Charcoal pills are a thing already, and they're cheap.
Right.
I'm not sure. My Magic Mud is specialized charcoal with bentonite clay in it. So I don't know. It's kind of like... It's taken the Cadillac of charcoal.
Right.
I don't know if it's more effective. In that case, it's coconut shell husks.
We definitely did feed it to a girl at a Freedom Festival that went to out west who drank way too much.
Yep, that happens.
And we got her to swallow down some charcoal, some My Magic Mud in capsules. We actually broke probiotics apart that I had and refilled it with the My Magic Mud. We're out in the woods, you know,
right,
we're camping.
You got to do what you got to do. You have to deal with these things, but hangovers are bad news.
The cruise I went on, I couldn't believe how many people had this. I never heard of a hangover patch. I thought it was like Dramamine patch people had. And, you know, cruise is just white.
I had the dream. I mean, the motion sickness patches.
Cruise is like pretty much white trash America gathering up on a boat, drinking and partying and smoking cigarettes.
It depends on the cruise line, but these things happen.
The one I went on is what I saw. And the dude's like, nah, these guys are like, man, you could just drink and drink and drink and not get a hangover. And I'm like, oh.
Interesting.
Just not interested in doing that with my time.
Never heard of it. Oh, check us out at freetalklive.com. And by the way, subscribe to us at dlive.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company, from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.